Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
If you're 21 years old and use nicotine or tobacco, I'm here to tell you about Black Buffalo and how it's redefining tradition for millions of adult consumers. So if you're over 21, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults aged 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco.
It's going to be more murderous than usual. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Let me throw in this one lighthearted note. I didn't know this. So Joe mentioned earlier in the radio show, we were talking about sports, and Joe said, or as they say in England, sport. For exactly. Some reason, they talk about sport without an S.
Mm-hmm.
We say sports. I didn't realize this till somebody texted. They do the opposite with math. They say maths while we say math.
That's true.
So would you use it in a sentence? I'm studying maths?
Yeah, exactly. Precisely. Okay. Yeah.
Why would there be more than one math?
Math, it's short for mathematics.
Okay.
But then why do you say sport? Sports. Now with the tennis and basketball report, it's sport roundup.
Right. Why you drive on the left side of the road?
Oh. Yeah, the hell's the matter with you?
Exactly.
So maybe it's because I grew up right outside Chicago, but I've followed with great interest the horrific explosion in crime and murder in Chicago and Cook County, specifically Cook County. You know, I don't have a map in front of me. Cook County does include a number of suburbs outside Chicago. It occurs to me my wife grew up in Cook County. She was in the last town before it became DuPage County, where I grew up. But anyway. The headline yesterday was that more than 1,000 people have been murdered in Cook County this year, which it's worth noting is the most in many moons, specifically since 1994, a reminder of how horrific crime was in 1994.
Dang near 30 years.
Clinton and Biden and all cracked down on crime. And that's one of the reasons Clinton got reelected in spite of his many sins.
Actually, yeah, Clinton was he was for the death penalty. You remember that? As a Democrat,
he would be a fairly conservative Republican at this point, if not for the Hillary care.
And
thing.
Couldn't get a whiff of the nomination for the Democrats.
No chance.
But we got a month to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
true.
It could end up being some sort of record.
Yeah, some of the grim statistics, and they're just interesting on a number of different levels. So I'll hit you with them. With a month left in the year, Cook County has logged 1,009 murders, which is 100 more than this time last year. The youngest person killed was a one-month-old boy. Good Lord. The oldest, an 84-year-old man. More than half the people murdered were under the age of 30. Black people made up 81% of the homicide victims.
I would have guessed that it was more than half that were under 30. My vision of this, just following it from the news the way I do, is that it's a lot of young gangbangers. So I would have thought it was more, way more people under 30 than half.
Well, it's interesting. They say more than half, and I've got to scan down. I don't recall whether they get more specific than that. I mean, one more than half is more than half. 100% is more than half, too.
But if you had told me 75% of them were under 25, I wouldn't have been shocked.
No, no. So black people make up 81% of homicide victims. Since we're dealing with almost exactly 1,000 people, the math is pretty easy. So you've got like 810 black people who were murdered in Cook County, Illinois last year. Now, police brutality is a horrible thing, and people of all races should be against it. We certainly are. On the other hand, if your real concern is about, you know, preserving the lives of black people and making it clear that they matter, that number dwarfs the number of black folks killed unjustifiably by cops. There's no comparison. And that's one county in America. There's a horrible problem for black America right now, and it's not the cops. And again, I will never excuse bad cops, never. So black people, 81% of the homicide victims. Latinos make up almost 15%, which brings us to 96%. So these are almost entirely minority victims, practically all of them. And yet Fox News spends much more time on this than anybody else. Is that because they enjoy indicting liberal politicians and city governments?
Some
do they
it,
care
yeah.
more about people of color? Is it inconvenient for the liberal networks to talk about it?
Do we have any data on who committed the murders? How many of these do they solve, and who's doing the killing? Do we know that at all?
Let me keep going. No. Well, yeah, somebody does. It's not here in this Sun-Times article that I have in front of me. More than three quarters of the homicides this year, 777, have been in the city of Chicago, where murders and shootings are both above all of last year already. At least 4,100 people have been shot in Chicago this year. 4,100. More than 8% more than last year. Almost 70% more than in 2019. Chicago has great trauma surgeons because they get so much experience treating gunshot wounds. If all of a sudden these numbers were transported to a different city that doesn't have as much experience in their trauma centers, the numbers of murder victims would be much higher.
Interesting.
Let's see. The city of Harvey is even more deadly than Chicago per capita. Harvey Mayor, the major. No, I wish they had gotten into more of the stats of the perpetrators, although it's difficult to say because, as you pointed out, you asked the question, but the unsolved rate is horrifically high.
Yep.
I can work on that.
I'll bet it's over 50%.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. Oh, there it is. Okay. Let me. Okay, this is, that's from, okay, good. This is fairly recently. Well, in 2020, Chicago cleared 45% of its murders. 45%. And given the rate, or the rise, rather, in the rate of homicides and everything, I'd guess it's lower this year. But I don't know.
Cleared means
half.
Figured out who did it and mm-hmm. caught them? Or they're dead also? Less than half. So half the time with all these murders, person gets away with it. That's and amazing.
And what's interesting is that if you just look at percentages, you're going to miss something significant. Chicago cleared 45% of its homicides in 2020 compared to 53% in 2019, partly because 2019 had so many fewer. According to the police, this percentage represents their solving of 350 murder cases, the most they've closed since 2005. But the city was hit with 769 total homicides in 2020, again, dwarfed by this year, meaning that more than 200 more cases were unsolved. 200 more unsolved homicides. And again, this year, I'm sure it was even worse.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You like to think that you can't get away with murder, but... there's a whole bunch of people getting away with murder.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, obviously, grows the likelihood that somebody's willing to pull the trigger. If you think, I got a better than 50% chance I'm never going to be caught in this drug dispute, gang dispute, whatever's mm-hmm. going on.
Well, yeah, and I think that you're even underestimating that effect, because a certain percentage,
right.
I couldn't tell you which percentage, are the good old-fashioned...
Sure.
You know,
husband, wife.
Right. Sickening. And you know, dispute among friends out in the open.
But solved almost immediately.
Right, right.
Yeah, the 100% of that kind of murder is solved. So, yeah, so the percentage of drug deals, gangs, whatever, got to be way below 50%.
Right, right. Those situations where nobody's talking. Yeah, so, wow. I mean, I wish I could come up with something clever or life-affirming or a good way to end this, but...
Well, different
there's
cities.
No, the rate is increasing too over last year.
Different cities,
obviously. So.
Different cities in my lifetime have gone through this period. You know, New York, Washington, D.C., Baltimore, where the TV show Homicide came out of the book written about Baltimore and D.C. when they were having their spike. L.A., obviously, back during Bloods and Crips. I mean, so different cities have gone through these before. It's horrible.
You know, you're so right. You've pointed this out many times. They need to clean out the internet. So I go looking for most murders per capita in the U.S., and here are your numbers from 2017.
Very handy.
Yeah, very handy. Let's see. In the U.S., let's see, what year is this? Oh, this is 2021? Is that right?
But anyway. Certainly statistically, in the Chicago area, as a young black man, the chance of being murdered by a cop is way below murdered by, you know, fellow citizen.
Oh, it's a teeny tiny fraction. Interestingly, you're top 10 in the U.S. And again, I can't. Hang on a second. What's your methodology here? Is this? Yeah, this appears to be the 2017 numbers too. I wonder if that's the most recent numbers for some reason that the national statistics are available. St. Louis is the number one per capita, though, in this little study. Murder rate by country for 2021. Here you go. Highest murder rates in the U.S. Deadliest U.S. cities. They're counting down from number 65. Who wants that?
We'll count them down from number 65.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how recent these statistics are, but try not to get murdered, folks.
That's Joe's takeaway. Try not to get murdered.
Yeah, St. Louis, terrible. Baltimore, terrible. Birmingham, Alabama, Detroit, Michigan.
Since I was in my 20s, crime's been going the right direction. And then enough knuckleheads decided, I guess we've solved human nature and the problem of crime in America, so let's back off policing it because it'll never come back.
And then we'll have a utopia.
And then very quickly, the crime's going back up to the numbers of the old days. Just freaking fantastic. Well, it'll go through the typical cycle. People will get fed up enough of it with it that they'll vote for whichever politician or party is going to do something about it. Other party will realize, I guess that's the way you get more votes, and it'll get solved. But a lot of people are going to get murdered, hurt, and stolen from in the meantime.
Right, right. So just because I came across it, from 2019, these are the most recent figures available, apparently. We'll count down from number 15, most murdery per capita. Number 15, Peoria, Illinois. Number 14, North Charleston, South Carolina. Huh. 13, Washington, D.C. 12, Miami Gardens, Florida. I presume that's somewhere near Miami. 11, Richmond, Virginia. 10, Cleveland, Ohio. 9, Memphis, Tennessee. 8, Kansas City, Missouri. Huh. Love Kansas City. Actually love several of these cities we've mentioning. But number 7, New Orleans. Number 6, right down the road, Baton Rouge, Red Stick, Louisiana. Number 5, Dayton, Ohio. 4, Detroit. 3, Birmingham, Alabama. 2, Baltimore. Number 1, St. Louis. 64.5 murders per 100,000 residents. 64.5. I'm curious to go back to Chicago. Because Chicago per capita is only like 20th, I think.
So 6.4 per 10,000. I find that easier to wrap my head around.
Yeah, sure enough.
So in a tiny town of 10,000 people, you'd have 6.4 of them murdered every year? That seems crazy.
That is crazy.
Having lived in small towns where nobody gets murdered ever.
Wow, Chicago is 28th per capita, 18.26 per 100,000. And St. Louis was, what was the town I mentioned? Number one, I guess, was St. Louis, 56. What? Why aren't we talking about St. Louis? Oh, 65 murders per 100,000.
That's its own interesting question. Why Chicago get all the attention versus some of these other places?
I think it's just that Chicago is so much bigger a city than,
I guess,
St. Louis. People are wowed by the total number. Mm. Huh. Wow.
Well, I guess that's it.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.